Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, wait, that's not it.
What?
He's no good to me dead.
Intro music.
My
penalty. Intro music.
Bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
Yes, it is.
Bill is over there going, are we done now? Is this over?
Bill and Pagan are two guests this week.
Yes, indeed. Welcome.
Don't have
all.
Headphones.
Yeah, we've made it to yet another episode of Banter. Wait, that's not the name anymore.
No, it's just plain
it's
old Banter Note
Podcast. To you diehards who have been here since day one, you know we have several different names. We're like Mouse Rat. We are the Mouse Rat of podcasts.
We are, because our friends over at Taco Supreme couldn't say all three words, so we had to shorten it for them.
We've got friends we got to dumb things down
we
for. That's
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
They give us sour cream. We give them love. But we are joined by two very beautiful people today. We have my beautiful wife, Pagan, here. Hi, Pagan. She's been on the show before. And we also have Rob's daughter, Cameron. Wait, sorry. Bill's
Hi.
Here, too. Cameron is there. Hey, Cameron.
Cameron is here as well. Yes,
she is. But our buddy, Bill. And Bill, you've been on the show at least once, right? You did our Minecraft Bantha Milk Plays,
yeah.
Right?
I've been on virtually.
Yes, yeah. Right. This is that's right. We haven't really been in a round table like this in a minute.
No, it's been a while since we've been able to have guests over.
Yeah, and if you were lucky enough to catch the live stream pre-show, you caught the full effect of Bill's Darth Vader outfit. So
yes.
You'll have to check that. That'll be in the Superfan episodes when they're released on Peacock. I've been watching those Superfan episodes, by the way. They are awesome.
So
Season 3 especially adds an awful lot of depth.
You're talking about The Office, right? You kind of skipped that part.
Yeah, super fan episodes of
The Office.
The Office.
Come on.
There we go.
I just kind of figured you knew that. Anyway, the whole point here, we are going to have a good time. We have some plans for you. I'm going to pour myself a drink.
It
looks like we all have
drink.
Some Bantha Milk going on here.
Yep, we have.
I'm just going to have some of this here Bullet Rye that my wife bought me yesterday. Thanks, Pagan.
That was nice
you're
of
welcome.
Her. And you're drinking it out of a very... Very fancy, tall glass.
Yeah, that's right. Is this Ron Burgundy?
It is Ron Burgundy. Okay. Stay classy, San Diego.
That's right.
I, Bill, and Pagan are drinking a Victory Prima Pils, German-style Pilsner beer. So there we go.
Oh, that's not quite as good as the can
the can snap is even better.
Anyway,
cheers, everybody.
Shabbat and all. Cameron is the real star, says Avengers. You know,
yes.
Avengers hockey is really...
He's crushing
on
Cameron. Yeah.
Oh, Meredith Sisson followed over here. No problem. Yeah. Meredith. Hi, Meredith. How you doing? Oh, it's so good to see you in the chat. So why are we here today, Rob?
Well, since Cameron's here, she's here for a very special reason. There she is. Because Cameron played Chef Cameron this afternoon for us. And what?
I do that a lot.
You do that a lot, yes. And she made us some very special treats. Pagan is holding one up in front of the camera.
Be careful
right
with that, Pagan.
She's holding up her Sith lightsaber. Cameron made some chocolate-covered lightsabers for us, which are pretty awesome. Chocolate-covered
nice.
Pretzels, yes. Oh, look at that.
Pagan's really getting into it here.
Pagan's acting. She's doing a good job. She burnt her mouth on the lightsaber. She broke it, yes. So Cameron
gracious.
Made a whole bunch of red ones and some green ones for us. So there's the Sith versus the Jedi in pretzel rods. So thank you very much, Cameron, for
delicious.
That. That was awesome.
Killing
They're
it.
Delicious.
Killing the game.
They're awesome. All right, so that's that. So that's why Cameron is here. So she wants to hang out with us and watch us enjoy the pretzel rods. Why are we here, Nick? Why are we here? We're here because it's time for another one of our podcasts. We've been
slacking a little bit. You know, it's not as though Rob and I have just been kind of laying down on the floor waiting for death. We've been a little busy. But we are happy to get things back in here because there's a lot of Star Wars stuff that's coming down the pike here. And so we thought we would talk a little bit about those Star Wars things, a little bit about the podcast's plans over the next couple months. And then we're going to play some Sabacc.
Yes.
We're going to play a game or two of Sabacc. Because if there's one thing I like doing, it's winning against Bill especially. It never happens. So, oh, thank you. I want a Sith one because I am evil.
I'm the good guy.
I really doubt that.
Thank you. In one of the – I think Sabacc is – probably going to be one of the most difficult card games we've ever played.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to play Egyptian Rat Screw when I was a kid. You remember Egyptian Rat Screw?
I loved Egyptian Rat Screw.
Yeah, that was good. Did you ever play Egyptian Rat Screw?
I did not.
Yeah, there was a lot of slapping.
That was the slap game.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I mean, when we were in high school, it was a big thing. That was probably when you were...
Yeah, I was like 30, know, 30 when you were in high school, yeah.
Yeah. I played a lot of BS, too. I can't say
that. Oh, yeah, BS is a lot of fun.
BS,
yeah.
I forgot about BS.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all coming back to me.
But
now.
I think Sabak is very difficult because there's like 37 different winning hands.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like blackjack. If you combine blackjack and poker together, that's where you...
Blackjack?
What's that?
Just blackjack.
Well, so like, it has blackjack esque where you're counting cards like blackjack to 21, but this you're trying to count to zero. So because there's positive cards and there's negative cards.
Okay.
But then it's like blackjack, or it's like poker in the way that you have straights and flushes and full houses and
so two people can have zero. But the person who has the better zero would win that hand.
So there's a lot more ways to get to zero.
Right. Yeah, there's like 32 winning ways to get to zero. So that's why it becomes extremely difficult. So we're going to get into that.
What's that? Oh, you sure can. Bill, by the time we start to play, Bill will have this whole thing memorized.
Oh, that's
and he will beat us all.
Yeah.
Personal failing.
Anyway, so we are going to play some Sabak coming down the pike here, but there's a couple things we got to put before that. We're putting the cart before the horse here.
So before Sabak, we do that, Nick is going to tell us about how you can get in touch with us here on Bantha Milk Podcast. You can check us out on all the following social media that he's about to tell us about.
Hey, if you're interested in more Star Wars info, want to chat, or even want to send us some Star Wars drink recipes, please be sure to check us out on all of our social media platforms. You can catch us on Instagram and Facebook at Bantha Milk Podcast, Twitter at Bantha Milk. You can email us at BanthaMilkPodcast@gmail.com or even check out our website, BanthaMilkPodcast.com.
And don't forget to check out our sister podcast over at the Ears Up Network. Our friends over at Ears Up help us a whole lot. So give them and their many shows a listen. Their shows include Ears Up, Ears Up in Depth, The Supreme Resort, and Scraping the Vault. Also be sure to check out their Patreon at patreon.com/earswithaZup. For as little as $2 a month, you can help support our show. Any donations sent their way directly help us here at Bantha Milk Podcast and comes with great perks. So please check them out today.
Okay, Pagan, we can talk now. All you right. Good? Pagan had a very hard time making it through that. I could see she was just dancing.
She didn't know when the talking could start.
I mean, how many social medias are you on? That's
we're
quite
on a couple.
Winded.
We're on a couple.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a reason it's pre-recorded because it got even more long-winded.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So we had to rein ourselves in.
Are you going to be sponsored by a meal delivery service like every other podcast at some point?
And
I hope so.
Squarespace.
Yes.
I hope so.
Yes, and what's the sock one? Bombas.
Yes. Yes.
I don't listen to the podcasts.
What's the monkey one?
What?
What's the monkey one? The MailChimp.
MailChimp. Stamps.com. That's another one.
Yep.
So we're giving all of these people free advertisement right now.
Advertisement right there.
And they're not even sponsoring us.
One of you needs to sponsor us.
At this point, yeah. So please go ahead and write your local congressperson about getting us sponsored.
Yes.
In the meantime.
Before we do that, talking about all of our social medias. I've been posting a lot on our Bantha Milk Facebook page and on our Twitter page and also then to our Instagram as well.
You like how he said, I've been posting.
I've been.
He's
Nick
really,
has not.
He really lent into
I've
that.
Into
like,
that.
You know,
have.
I have been doing this stuff, Nick.
Well, that's because all the spelling errors and mistakes are all from me.
You've
so
been getting
taking...
way better at it, though. When we started the podcast, I'd have to like text Rob and be like, what is this word you're going for? Everything makes
one
sense.
One of our best... tweets was the one that I spelled everything wrong in, and then everybody was it was something about
it was about the march, right, or something
yeah,
like that
yeah,
and someone a parade
a
that's
parade.
What it was and
yeah.
It was your wife
yeah but it wasn't the word parade, it was supposed to be something else but
yeah. parody
yeah. I tried to write parody and I wrote parade, and then so first my wife chimed
Rob,
in
Rob
goes,
don't worry, he teaches technology
yeah so she chimes in first with I like the Disney parade, and then you threw out the Macy's Day parade or something, and then I'm like, well, how do you spell the word I'm trying to say? And then you had to tell me what it was.
That's but, true. Anyway, we do have some news. There is a lot of news coming up, but Rob is giving me the hold on finger because we don't plan. So go on, Rob.
I posted not Nick.
This guy over here.
Last week, posted a thing about Boba Fett has a twin brother, Nick's Earth.
Bill just said, "Got it." So here we go.
That's all the winning hint. That Boba Fett has a twin brother in the Imperial Army.
Right, that's right.
Because what's Jeremy's name?
Pagan knows. Jeremy Bullock, right?
Jeremy Bullock. Jeremy Bullock was actually in Empire Strikes Back right after Boba Fett was on Cloud City. He was one of the Imperial officers that was pulling Princess Leia away into capture. So that was the same guy. So I tweeted out 2 weeks ago this statement. What did I see today from our good friend Boba Fett, A New Hope?
Oh, that's right. He tweeted
the same thing. And I was like, dude, I did that a week ago. And now he's like, he gets, 5,000 likes on it.
He should have re-grammed us.
He should have. That's what he should have done.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of the show, you might have heard that we had a nice little interview with our buddy. He's on Instagram as at Boba Fett, A-N-H-S-E.
Right, A New Hope Special Edition.
That's Mark Austin, right? So he played Boba Fett in the Special Edition re-release in 96, but he was also an animator for Star Wars and for many things.
Pixar, Do you recall our conversation?
Yes. I mentioned that we were having the original Boba Fett on, and Pagan said, "That's not the original Boba Fett." I get it.
I said, "Well, that's interesting, because Jeremy Bullock is dead."
He's dead. Yeah. It's going to be hard to have a dead guy over.
Listen, we're going to have a seance here, and we're going to speak to the ghost of Boba's past.
Well, we've had Jon Favreau on the show several times. So
he might as well have.
He's not dead yet.
Famously.
He's famously alive, says Bill.
All right, so do you want to do a little bit of Star Wars news?
Yeah, let's chat news, because we want to play some games. Bill's just already planning all the mathematical ways that he can beat us.
Yes.
I mean, it's a weird game.
Bill, you can move that a little closer to your face. We want to hear your beautiful voice. And there was that Star Wars news jingle.
There was our Star Wars news jingle. Yeah.
So, Rob, I don't know what news you have, because like I said, we don't plan these things before we go into them. I will just lead this off with, I think, some of the biggest Star Wars news of the week, which is that tomorrow we are getting a trailer. Did you hear this? For Disney Plus Obi-Wan. Yes, we are getting for Disney Plus.
We don't have room for a trailer at our house, Nick.
Well, too bad, because
it could be a small trailer.
Make use of it. See, it's wordplay. She's brought into that. You like that, Bill? Bill didn't like that one. Anyway, we're getting our Obi-Wan trailer, our first official look at Obi-Wan tomorrow, which is a pretty anticipated debut, so I'm pretty excited about that. So watch for that tomorrow, November 12th, 2021. That's the news I got. That is also Disney Plus Day. Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe Cameron knows. She's way into the loop on all things hip and cool. Is Disney Plus Day, does that make Disney Plus free for everybody for that one day, do you know? Or is it just...
I know it's like the 1 year release of it, but I don't think it makes it free. I know for a fact that if you were to sign up either on that day or the day after that, you get a box sent to you.
What?
A box.
Can we year-long... I know,
right?
Yeah.
For real, I want a box.
We're a bunch of chumps, been paying for it.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you were one of the first on that day, I see. I think we were like that.
I paid before it even came out.
Maybe we'll get a box in the mail.
Let's see what happens. Possibly, we'll see.
So maybe the Disney fairy will come by and leave a giant box of goodies under all your pillows.
Yeah,
and then we're
going to
call
amazing.
Up Rob and say, "What's in the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box?"
Spoiler alert. It's a severed head.
I didn't even see the movie yet.
I said spoiler alert.
Jango Fett. It's Jango Fett's head.
Oh, did you see? There was a great image going around of that shot of Boba holding Jango's helmet at the end of episode 2, and then just Jango's head drops out of it.
Yeah.
I always thought that when I saw that was good.
What's holding that in?
What's holding it in? Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, maybe he has a chin guard. You don't know.
That's fair. True. I mean, you would think it would.
They really don't show you that part.
No. I got a question for you, though. Do you guys know what the internal temperature of a Tauntaun is?
It's lukewarm, Rob. It's lukewarm, Rob.
That's pretty good. Forgivable pun.
It's a great one.
It is a great one.
But come on, man. That's like hour one Star Wars jokes.
You want to read this one?
No.
Why did episodes 4, 5, and 6 come before 1, 2, and 3?
Why?
Because in... In Charge of Direction, Yoda was.
Oh, I see. Wow, you really needed some help to get that answer out, though.
I did. It was a team effort here.
You got to help me out.
She's my Siskel to the Ebert. She's my Abbott to my Costello.
Is there any other Star Wars news?
Okay. Yes, there's a couple more Star Wars news. There it is. Mark Hamill. You heard of this guy?
Never once in my life.
No. You should look into it. He's pretty
famous.
The guy
who played the Joker.
Joker, yeah,
in the cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
He's mad at another guy.
No, that was Jared Leto. Everyone recoils.
And it's funny because I really like his band.
Yeah?
Thirty Seconds to Mars.
Yeah. I'm into it. I dig it. He's mad at some other guy named Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, boy.
Because Aaron Rodgers was wearing a Star Wars sweatshirt when he was talking about how he...
Yes.
He thought he was COVID safe.
Wait, was he wearing a Star Wars hoodie?
Yeah, that's
I didn't even realize
wearing
that.
A Star Wars sweatshirt.
See,
yeah.
I think it's beautiful that people from all walks of crazy, you know, are Star Wars fans.
Star Wars fans.
Us all together.
That's
right. That's what it does.
The sane and the
Let's
crazy
think about
amongst
it that
us.
Way, my friends. Sure, it brings us all together.
It brings us all together. We're
Bill's
all
over
friends.
Here going. I don't need
I'm
those.
I'm imagining
kinds of
pushing
fans.
Him into a lava field.
Oh, no.
Bill has the high ground in this area.
I have the high ground, Anakin.
Listen, man, I want to see you programming some sort of program that just makes you chop people's legs off and throws them into lava.
Program
digitally, of course.
Program a program, Bill.
Program a program. I have one other Star Wars news, and this is going to relate very well to half of the topics that we're going to be talking about today.
Ready for it.
Which is books. So Nick wants to start another subchapter of our podcast called Bantha Milk Reads.
Yes. So today you are joining us for chapter 2 of Bantha Milk Plays, right? You may recall
yes.
a couple of weeks ago we played a little bit of Minecraft. We've got some more sort of thoughts in our mind for things we're going to play. But we are starting a new you can call it a book club even. Can you call it a book club, Pagan?
Sure.
Let's call it a book club. Pagan's smarter than I am.
Reading together.
Well, we're kind of, all right? So the whole point...
Nick wants us all to read together.
The whole point here is we're going to be reading some books, right? And I'm starting with this bad boy right here, right? This is Ahsoka by E.K. Johnston. My wife got it for me in the airport, and I've been reading it, and it's a great book. So the way we're going to kind of handle this is we're going to... I'm going to read a book. Rob will have his own strain of Bantha Milk Reads, and we're going to go chapter by chapter. And I'll let you know when the chapter's dropping, and you can go ahead and say, all right... So, for example, I'm going to read the preface, the prologue, and chapter 1 of Ahsoka this weekend, and we're going to be talking about it, discussing it. I'm going to have a glass of Bantha Milk and just kind of read through the chapter with you, not word for word, but sort of break it down, chat about it, and maybe once a week we can go a different chapter, and I would love to hear your thoughts, your interesting mental goings-on about the book, because I got to tell you, I'm not much of a reader. My wife will tell you, I don't read an awful lot. I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
Yes.
Right? But I want to read more.
While you drive your motorcycle.
Yes, indeed. On Red 5. That is absolutely right.
On Chewbica.
Chewbica. Yeah, sorry, Brian. Or was that Brian? That was someone else.
No, Brandon.
Brandon.
Yeah.
But anyway, the first book I'm going to start with is Ahsoka. So if you want to read along with us for Bantha Milk Reads, we're going to start with the preface in Chapter 1 coming out this weekend. Read that. Take a listen to my inane thoughts about it. And it'll be a good time. What are you thinking, Rob? What are you going to start with?
So two things. One, I just got an email about some new thrilling Star Wars fiction that's coming out soon.
I like fiction.
One is Ronin, a Visions novel.
Okay.
So I think Ronin was probably my favorite of the Star Wars Visions
for sure.
anime series. And they have a whole book coming out.
Did you finish the Visions?
No, I just watched the first three.
Honestly, I don't blame anyone because some of them were great,
yeah.
and some of them were just like that. That again, the Tatooine Rhapsody episode 2 was just like,
I think
that's
where it stopped.
Yeah, probably.
Is that the one with the droid?
No,
droid
that
Jedi?
Was yeah.
Is
I forgot what that was. That was
that,
a different one.
I
yeah.
watched that one and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
the Ronin was rad though.
Yeah,
that was
the
a really
Tatooine
great one.
Rhapsody one was where they were the band.
Yeah,
and
you might
one
not have seen that
got,
one.
It was like the second one, and the guy, the drummer was like.
He was Jabba's
kid or somebody owed Jabba like a lot of money. So they were going to, like, they captured him and they were going to kill him or whatever. And they go, just give us one more show. And so they played one more show. Everybody was, like, really excited and all that stuff.
Very anime-y.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
Very, like, little kid anime.
Saturday morning.
Yes,
yeah, Saturday morning
sure.
anime, yeah.
Like, the lyrics of the song were all extraordinarily upbeat and uplifting and like,
yeah.
didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But then
the world is the sky of its own, you know, that sort of stuff.
And
you know.
Then he leaves and gets killed by Jawa?
I think they wound up executing him still, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't. Well, you're gonna have to watch it to find out. I'm gonna
spoiler
the very end of it.
It was a head, a severed head in the box.
What's in the box? So the Ronin the Visions novel, a mysterious former Sith wanders the galaxy in a natural bestseller by Emma Miku Cardon. Can
you got it.
We
go
all
ahead.
Know how I can't read words.
That's true.
Inspired by the world of the duel from the Star Wars Visions animated anthology. So that one, and then Star Wars: The High Republic. The Fallen Star by Claudia Gray, which happens to be the same author of the book that I just read. So I really like the way she wrote. So it should be an interesting book. We might have to get that one as our second book in Bantha Milk Reads. In a best-selling author, Claudia Gray's gripping sequel to The Rising Storm, The Light of the Jedi Face Its Darkest Hour. So those
right.
that's just something else in the news. Either of you guys hear any good Star Wars news other than I mean, when are we going to talk about the lineup that's coming out? You know, the Book of Boba.
Yeah, I mean, so we've been going, you know, mostly two episodes a month. You know, when we were really keeping it on track, but we've got a lot coming at us, so it's going to be a little bit more of a marathon for us in the next coming months because usually we kick into high gear during the Mandalorian. But even before The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett comes out, right?
Book of Boba Fett comes
so
out
we've
first,
got,
yes.
And we've just kind of got a back-to-back Star Wars new series coming out. We've got Book of Boba Fett. We've got Mandalorian Season 3. The Obi-Wan series is coming out. The Ahsoka series is coming out. And I think, Rob, you said they were kind of coming out back-to-back, right?
Yeah.
Almost with like maybe a little break between each.
So let's see. There's only like 5 million websites that are using this as a whole news article saying
sure.
what it is. So Book of Boba comes out December 29th. A droid story released to be determined. Star Wars Acolyte. Oh, this is
cool.
An old one.
A droid story.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that my least favorite parts of Clone Wars were when they were droid stories.
Oh. My mind just went to Alpha. Ay, 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 ay.
I want to see an Alpha crossover. Right? I'm sure Alpha was made in a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
A droid story. Yeah.
What was the big head's name in Power Rangers?
Zordon.
Yeah.
Zordon had to be a Jedi, right?
I don't know.
He laid amongst Kyber
yeah.
Crystal.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there was the Sith that was Ivan Ooze. He was a Sith Lord.
Was it Ivan Ooze?
That was
Rita.
Well, there was Rita Repulsa, yeah. but like, do you remember the movie, the Power Rangers movie?
Yeah.
With the big purple ooze guy, his name was Ivan Ooze.
Rita was in the newer Power Rangers movie.
Really?
It's weird practical effects in those shows.
Yeah, I loved them.
Right?
I loved those movies. Is Power Rangers still going?
I don't think so.
It was my childhood. Anyway, we're not a Power Rangers no. podcast, Pagan. Gosh. Anyway. So we talked about our books. We're doing our Bantha Milk Reads. We've got a bunch of new stuff coming out as far as the Book of Boba Fett. The Book of Boba Fett trailer dropped, and it looks awesome. Right? So be ready for maybe just like a full breakdown of that trailer coming soon to you from Bantha Milk, right? Because we've got a lot to say about the Easter eggs that happened.
There was a whole – I can't believe there's like 7,000 Instagram posts last week about what the order is of every upcoming Star Wars show. And I can't find one right now looking through it to try and find Book of Boba Fett, December 29th, Andor, 2022.
Oh, I forgot about Andor.
Yeah.
That one's actually going to be really rad because Bill was talking earlier. And so we've talked about our books. Bill actually brought his own book. I do really want to chat about. Bill and Pagan and I actually for a long time have been talking about doing a D&D campaign in the style of Star Wars. Bill has been kind of chomping at the bit to figure out a way to DM a Star Wars D&D. And we were just talking about the fact that, like, having a Jedi playable character in that kind of cheapens things, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, that's the same thing that happened with Star Wars Galaxies.
Right.
Yep.
So Star Wars Galaxies started out with no Jedi whatsoever. Everybody loved it. Then they introduce a way to get Jedi. Everybody stopped doing what they were doing and just focused solely on trying to get Jedi. So then suddenly, in a time when we only knew of a half dozen at the most Jedi,
right?
There's suddenly 50,000 Jedi running around.
Because cool, it was permadeath, too, though. Like,
yeah.
Oh, was it? Hard,
and there was permadeath once you made a Jedi. Right?
So the Jedi was permadeath?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So it was really cool because
that's bad. I've played that game enough to know that permadeath, that's tough.
Yeah, latent connection away from
I remember. Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like it's
2002, and you're like on your dial up modem, and all of a sudden someone calls you.
Someone calls in and shuts
and
it down.
And you're no longer a Jedi.
Yeah. I remember the first time because I was playing it way back then, and I remember the first time somebody who was a Jedi. I was like talking to him in the one city and he goes, "Hey, I want to show you something." And I'm like, "Okay, this guy's going to take me out to the wild and kill me." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Yeah. I'm like, "Sure. You only live once in this game. You keep living."
Slice me in half.
Slice me. So we go out and he pulls out his lightsaber. I was like, "No way, you're a Jedi." He's like, "Yeah." He goes, "But I wanted you to see it out here because if I would have opened it up in the city, then the bounty hunters, you show up on a bounty hunter terminal and the bounty hunters hunt you down and kill you." So
best game ever.
Yeah.
Did they? But you said Sunrunner is kind of dead now, right?
So, but
is it coming back?
It's coming back now. Yeah. So, past couple months, the guy who was writing all the extra code for it and stuff, he got burned out. All the people that were playing it, they got burned out. I mean, we were playing it for 2 straight years.
Yeah,
it's cyclical. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so, Bill, you were into it for a long. You were like,
they would let me automate
setting up harvesters
because that's the part I love. Yeah, setting up
the automation.
But they need to make that a little more accessible, or else it's a job.
Yeah, because then you have to, like, travel out to the place. And
which is fun, but it's I don't want to have to spend an hour right-clicking to transport inventory.
Right. And that's the whole thing with it being that older game. It doesn't have a lot of that, quality of life stuff.
Like, select all.
You can't, like, highlight everything in your inventory and move it. Yeah. So.
Didn't you request the source code for that at some point to try and, like, hop in and help?
Yeah, you can. There's development kits and stuff he can. And he wasn't going to give me his source code until he knew I was going to contribute. So I just used one of the open. There's an image you can get and just flash
on.
Yeah,
the EMU is like the main one. And
if
then
you know
everybody
how to set
has
up
built
a VM, you can just load it. And actually, it's pretty cool. So that's, I would still love to do that for a Let's Play. I think I'll be able to get that running.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
rock on, man. And he was talking about doing some of that for like Panther Milk Plays because you can just kind of set up.
We go to anywhere.
Virtual worlds and stuff. So that's
anything
pretty
that was in the original game, we'd be able to fly to, which is cool because they have like the what's the Mandalore hideout that you can go to? The Mandalorians or not?
Well,
the,
he's building his own Mandalorian planet in our server.
Yeah,
Mandalore itself.
The Mandalore
the original
itself,
game
yeah.
had the one base you had to go in if you wanted to build the Mandalorian armor.
Oh yeah,
Deathwatch.
Death Watch.
Oh, yeah, so that's pretty rad that they actually had Deathwatch back then too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it was crazy. Like we did it one night. This one guy was like, he's like, I need a bunch of people to come with me to do it, and it was like super hard to do it. Like you had to go down to this
like
one
super
room,
battle droids.
Yeah,
stuff,
all these you kill these super battle droids down here. They need to go to this other room. They need to go back over here. We like Tom and I play for a long time. We normally play, like, when we're really hardcore into it, like 11, 11:30, whatever. This one night, thank God it was, like, a Friday or Saturday night. We were there till 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And the guy's like, we're almost done. We were like, no, we're out.
Yeah.
Like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I remember specifically.
Get, like, a boot.
Well, I remember when Bill and I were playing a lot with you, we would be pretty damn excited. And then all of a sudden, we'd get where we were going and, like, something would happen and like we get attacked by some random mob and we die. And then it's like
go back at your doctor.
Yeah, boss. You got to start.
Yeah, we
got
to go all the way back to Nerdopolis and like watch the dancers, and listen to the music. You know what I mean? So it just became kind
and
of a chore.
What's funny about like now is a bunch of there's all these different servers. They all have it all set up differently. One of the other servers has it set up the exact opposite of the original way. The original way, the way that we have it on Star Wars Galaxies is like you're even the. If you're like a master fighter, like a master TKM, your health and everything is super low. Like you need the doctor buffs and you need the dancer buffs and all that stuff if you want to actually fight anybody Dr. big. But other servers,
Pagan's not much of a gamer, so she's helping us in any way she can.
Other servers have it reversed, where like you start off with 5,000 ham as opposed to just 1,000 ham,
that's a lot
and then
of
when
ham.
You it is it's a lot of ham. It's a big ham. That's many pigs.
A lot of cholesterol. Yeah.
You can't eat it all at once.
Yeah, no.
So then you would get a Dr. Buff. You would only get like an extra 1,000. So
yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you said, is coming out in 2022. The Mandalorian Season 3 is coming out. Rogue Squadron is still, apparently.
So there's a Rogue Squadron show coming out?
The next big screen Star Wars adventure will be Rogue Squadron.
Big screen. So does that mean it's going to be a
movie? Coming by Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins.
Oh, she's the one who did Wonder Woman.
Yep.
Which Wonder Woman?
I think the first one.
That's why she said Wonder Woman director.
Was supposed to premiere in December 2023, but with Jenkins' busy schedule, Disney announced that it has put the film on the back burner, so that one's not coming out for a while. And then Ahsoka and the Rangers of the New Republic, I think, is going to be different now if it comes out at all, because I'm pretty sure Cara Dune was supposed to be in that.
Yeah, but I hear every other day, I'll hear Cara Dune is back in Star Wars. Cara Dune is not in Star Wars. I don't know.
Whatever. And then Lando, to be determined.
Wow, I forgot there's going to be Lando. There's a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah.
What they need to do is literally...
The milk in that cash cow, yeah. My friend.
I mean, but that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'll
what they that. Need to do is a Star Wars what if, honestly. The exact same thing. Yeah. Like, what would have happened if Obi-Wan fell to the dark side instead of Anakin? Or what would have happened if...
Anyone else directed Episode 8.
If George
that's the alternate universe I want to live in.
What if when they sat down and started writing 7, they said, okay, here's our big story arc, and instead of just going,
and no one
just
was like,
7.
Just Episode 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if Rian Johnson's mother was a little more careful?
That ain't right. Knives Out was great.
That's true. Knives Out was pretty. Yeah, have you seen Knives Out?
No, oh my God, really you would good. Love it. It's on Amazon Prime. You should watch it.
There's Daniel Craig doing an American accent. Seems risky.
Oh, it was hysterical.
It works. Yeah. It works. Yeah.
There we go. So, let's end the news.
Yeah. So,
and then we can talk about some books while we start to set up
our Sabacc. Right?
Sabacc. Yes.
Yeah, there's sound effects. We don't give our guests headphones because we feel like they haven't earned it yet.
Yeah, they have to earn
it. So they just have to guess when it's time to go again.
The last time I was here, I got headphones. Just saying. Yeah. You guys have scaled back.
We have scaled back. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've had guests. So
that is also true.
The other headphones have disappeared. Yeah.
While Rob is passing out the shekels and stuff, I do want to talk about this Star Wars role-playing game thing you've got here, Bill. Oh, yeah. What is this enormous book?
This is a player's manual. Yeah, no, it's the role-playing game.
Oh, look at you. You're even hamming to the camera. I like that.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, that's what
this
it
one,
is right
this
there.
One?
Camera one.
Camera number two. Camera number one. So that's basically the Star Wars D&D for you.
It's a D20. There's a whole bunch of Star Wars like RPGs, but this is one of them, Edge of Empire. I think it's one of the simplest ones. It looks like it's not as dice heavy.
It's only like 900 pages long. The rule book.
Well, yeah, weird to say, but to be fair, Dungeons and Dragons, like the player has one, the DM has one.
That's true. You're right.
You have one for monsters.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. So like, again, I've never played a whole campaign like this. Would you literally have this book out on the desk as you play and
reference this, I think. And then like usually, I mean, we would buy a campaign because as much as I want to make our own. It would suck.
So you'd have to buy a campaign.
Yeah, and that would be like a book into itself.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And then we would play session by session. Because you guys, you kind of did, was that a role you
We did a little D&D.
Did somebody like make that up?
Yeah.
Somebody made it up.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, someone who is fun to play D&D with, Pagan.
Yeah. Oh,
Pagan was a...
A mage.
No, she was.
She was
a gender amorphous.
She was a fireball
rogue troll.
Okay. No, it was like a
troll rogue.
I was like a thief. I
That's
wasn't a troll.
That's a rogue.
Yeah,
I wasn't a troll.
You were some sort of creature-ish thing.
I think I was some sort of hybrid something.
I was a cyclops.
But she went by they for sure.
Sure.
Well, it started because I named myself Krampus.
Nice.
Perfect.
And so I assumed I was a guy, but they all kind of messed it up because I'm
not a guy.
Not a guy. Right. So they kept calling me she, and it would tick me off. So I said, "That's it.
That's it. I am they.
I am they." So I get it.
And then I kept trying to romance every dragon I came across. So we could, I mean, we could have a really
and
good time.
And I just wanted to stab everything. All the same.
Were you like Donkey from Shrek?
Yes, honestly. Well, I spoke dragonkin. So I would try and, you know, romance every dragon I came across. Nice. It didn't come off. Like, it didn't happen.
Random
well.
Pages are just like the freaking.
That's great artwork too, man.
Raiders,
and Rob or
girl.
Bill actually brought up a pretty cool point in here earlier. Is that
they
talk about the Boba Fett fire spray?
Fire spray, yes.
Which is, you know, there was a lot of drama about that recently with them renaming the Slave One fire spray.
I'm surprised.
They just named it Boba Fett ship.
Boba Fett starship.
Boba Fett starship.
Right.
I mean, I think that's just what their cop out was for the Lego thing. I think there is a canon name. There's a new canon name.
Yeah, but
I think it's the fire spray.
So it's
it?
Only for toys and stuff. For selling it, they're not going to use the word Slave One, but they're going to keep the name Slave One in the shows and stuff and whatever.
But they did the same thing with the Razor Crest too, because like we were like told, that's the Mandalorian's Razor Crest, but it's actually a Razor Crest
class ship.
So I guess that's just kind of what they do is they.
It's like how I name inanimate objects just that's how what they are.
That's right. Pagan, when she's looking for her phone, goes phone.
Phone.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes it works.
It does.
It just shows up.
Rob, how easy are those to shuffle?
Not very, because they're haven't used them very often. I think Nick and I played two games together once.
T-47. It's not a T-16.
Which one? Oh, the Skyhopper?
Yeah.
That's T-47.
It's a Dinglehopper.
I guess so. Looks kind of like it, yeah. Yeah, because it's supposed to be like
It just has all sorts of different vehicles and stuff in it.
I bought this like early into the pandemic, I think.
This is
like
pretty
a visual
recent.
Dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost is. Yeah, the visual dictionary.
Back
is great.
When we were talking about it, I just had I have illegally purchased.
Legally,
PDFs.
Sure.
Of this book.
on legally purchased PDFs.com, a subsidiary of Amazon.
Now I own it completely.
Now you actually own
the
real book
of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But if you hadn't had those legally purchased PDFs, it wouldn't have inspired
it's
you to
like
buy
all of
actual
those,
book.
It's like all of those legally purchased video games I have of every single ROM that I
have. Pokemon game.
Or
all of the physical copies.
Or every song that I have from 96 through 2003. Yes. Legally purchased. While we're talking about books... a friend of mine, Dave, we'll just call him Dave S.
Hi, Dave S.
He gave me this book to read, and he left it on my desk, and I was still in the process of reading one of the other books over there. And then he came back in a couple weeks later, and he was like, oh, I see you read that book. And he was like kind of mad that I hadn't read it yet. And I said, oh, no, I'm still finishing up the other book, so I'm going to start reading this one. So Lost Stars is the book that, and I just finished it. It's very good. I like it because it's about two people who we don't know in the galaxy.
Well, it's a High Republic story, right?
No.
Okay.
It takes place anywhere right before episode 4 all the way through until 5, 6, and then a little bit in the 7.
Journey to Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yeah, right up until episode 7. So, the two people, we meet them as children, and then they grow, and then as they get older, they're at different points during all three movies, and in interacting with Darth Vader and things like that. So as we talk more during playing Sabacc, I have some questions for you guys and some fun things in the book. And in a couple of books that I've read now where it's like, okay, how many people have to add these things into the book, because into their book to make it like relevant or whatever. So I want to discuss that with us as we're playing Sabacc.
Well, John Jackson Miller, right? Who said that like there's all sorts of like writing for Star Wars is essentially just like writing for fan fiction, except Star Wars kind of like gives you the go ahead that these things that you're doing are good and they make sense in the thing. So it's like, It's just interesting to know that, like, Star Wars is just kind of accepting, like, all right, send us your ideas. Oh, that's good. Let's make that canon.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, we'll like that. We'll keep that. Yeah, we'll put that in there.
All right, so it looks like you're starting a deal here, right? So while you're dealing these out, maybe talk to us about the different types of cards. And So I keep trying to say Pazok. I'm pretty sure Pazok was from Knights of the Old Republic. Don't quote me on that.
So this is Sabacc. This is Sabacc. It includes 62 cards and 2 dice. So with this, and this game was purchased. You can get this in Disney World or Disneyland. This one was purchased in Disney World.
Confirmed on Wikipedia, Pazok.
There you go. So the object of the game is to score as close to zero as you can with your cards. Setup. I was trying to read it. You're covering him. Choose someone to be the dealer. The player is the dealer for the first round. The player to their left is the dealer for the next round, and so on and so on.
The dealer
shuffles the deck. The deal 2 cards face down to each player.
We each get 2 cards, guys.
2 cards, beginning with the player to the dealer's left. Players can look at their cards but should not show them to the other players. The dealer places the remaining deck face down. No, face down. This is face up.
Come on, face down, face up. She's the podcast chef, not the podcast dealer.
Never mind.
You got this.
Now you're dropping them on the ground. Oh, boy. Yes.
Oh, God, now you're on national television.
Now you got the tops and the bottoms all confused. Oh, goodness gracious. Pressure.
Sure. Someone says they just lost audio. So what happened? Did you maybe press a button?
No, I have it back on now, I think. I think when I was talking, somehow I banged into the microphone.
Checking. Let's see what happens here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
How long's the delay?
This is maybe 30 seconds or so. Mm.
So, hold them this way and deal them down that way.
Got it.
So, it goes dealer. Are you the dealer? Go around this way.
That way?
Yes. So, that's fine. Just stand over there. Because it goes. No, put my card back down. 1 card to each person. There we go.
No, Dune, I don't care about you.
It was a good movie, though.
It really was. Did you see Dune?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, look, there's no audio here.
Nicholas.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to fix our stream.
Check, check.
You have another card over here.
Would it help if I got out and pushed, says Avengers Hockey? I don't think it would.
What about now? Do you have audio now? Is it back up?
Nick, you have another card over here.
Thank you. Peg and Marie, I'm trying to fix our audio.
No, you're not. You're just sitting there.
I'm going to fight you, I swear. Yeah, what happened here, man?
All right. I muted. Do I not need to mute this mic?
I mean, we've been doing this the whole time. What changed?
Yeah, it started to sound a little weird.
So what'd you do?
See if it's working now.
I'm on it right now, so if it starts, it'll start.
When you see my hand go around in circles, I change the audio.
There we go.
Okay, we're back. And now I just lost. Okay.
Hey, it looks like we're back. The audio is back. Okay. Sorry. Thank you to Andy Bone.
Thank you, Andy. Sorry about that. We're back.
And to Avengers Hockey for letting us know.
Okay. So,
good to see you there, Andy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, so back to the game. So everybody gets 2 cards. The dealer just put them out.
So I finally have those 2 cards.
You have 2 cards.
So tell us about the different types of cards.
Yes. So I'm going to just pull out some random ones down here at the bottom for a second. Because we're not going to get in. No, you got to come back. You're the dealer. So all the cards have shapes. There's green cards, which are positive numbers. And then there are red cards, which are negative numbers.
Right.
Okay.
And we figured out the face cards last time, right?
Yes.
The face cards are kind of weird.
Yeah, because the number cards are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then I think 6, right?
And 6, I think.
And then 7 starts with the face cards, I think.
Yeah, so then We had the face card, 7, 8. I think we could figured it out by those pictures over there.
We did, but that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. We should have been a little bit more prepared. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the number cards. 7 is the one that looks like an X. 8 is the star symbol, because there's 8 sides to the star symbol.
Ah, I see.
9 is the queen-looking one.
Okay, and 10 is this weird little lobster claw. Not that I would know. You don't know if it's positive or negative, man.
So this is 7.
Okay, it has seven sides, right?
The star is the 7. And then I think the lobster claw
is 10, right?
Is 10. Actually, I think the queen is 10. And then the lobster, the queen, this is 10. And then this lobster claw would be 9.
9. The lobster claw is 9.
I think so. I think that's how it goes.
I hope so.
That's what we're going with.
That's what we're going with.
Okay. And then there are 2 0 cards as well, which Sabak. I'm going to ruin this first game
for
us.
Is that
the
pure Sabak? Is that what that is?
Yeah. So here's a 0 card. The black
one. No one has the 0 card.
Are the 0 card. So this is 1 0 card. So somebody might have another 0 card. But there are 2 0 cards. So the object of the game is to get to 0.
Great.
Okay.
Let's get to 0. How does the playing work?
Yeah. So gameplay. When it's your turn,
Pagan's ready. She's got the dice.
You have 4 choices. You can gain.
In the mic, Pagan. In the mic.
You have 4 choices. You can gain, which is take the top card off the deck.
Woo!
Okay. And then that card, then you add to your your card. So
or
you
subtract,
can,
depending on
right. If it's red, you will subtract.
Can you discard?
Swap. You can take the top card.
Swap.
Yes, you were right there. You can take the top card from the deck and discard. Take the top card from the discard pile and place a card from your hand face up on the discard pile. So I guess
from the discard pile?
You're taking from the discard pile when you're swapping.
Interesting.
So like Rummy.
Yes, like Rummy.
I've never played Rummy.
So discard, take the top card from the draw pile. Swap, take the card from the discard pile like Rummy. You can stand, which means you do nothing.
You do nothing, yeah, that makes
sense. Stand if you do not wish to take a card or discard at this time. You have to physically stand.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't sit back like Lando where you're just like, nope. You have to actually stand up.
And by the way, I should just, I don't interrupt. I shared this live stream with those chemical engineering friends of ours, Bill. And guess how many of them in our chat right now? None of them. They're terrible people. Anyway, let's keep going. I hope they watch this later.
And finally, 4th one, you can junk, which is not that type of junk, Bill. What are you talking about? Jeez, how dare you?
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
This is a kid's show.
If you feel you cannot win with the cards in your hand, then you can place all your cards face up in the discard pile and exit the game. If only one player is left, they are instantly the game winner. You end your turn in the player. After each player has taken their turns, that is the end of the round. The dealer rolls the Sabak dice. So there are after each round, if the dealer rolls a double, all player cards are placed in the discard pile. The dealer then deals new cards to all players. Each player receives the same amount of cards that they discarded. If the dice are different, players keep their cards. After all 3 rounds are played and the Sabak dice have been rolled the 3rd and final time, if it's not doubles, all players show their hands by placing their cards face up in front of them. The player to the left of the dealer reveals their cards first, followed by the player to the left and so on and so on. The player with the best hand wins. See winning hands below. So, here are all the winning hands.
Here are all the winning hands,
and then I have it much bigger. So there's pure Sabak, full Sabak, full Sabak, fleet.
Don't be fooled by these rocks. That's Sabak.
That's right. Yeehaw! I think. When Lando...
oh, look, TJ actually joined. Thanks, buddy. At least some of you aren't terrible people.
Go on. Lando tried, or when Lando lost the ship to, or won the ship from Han Solo in Solo, he didn't have full Sabacc. He didn't have the best possible hand.
He had pure Sabacc?
He had, I think he had, no, pure Sabacc is the best possible hand. I think he had full Sabacc. So he did, so Han could have had...
well, why don't we play?
Let's play.
Let's play. I'm ready
to
play.
See what happens. We have all the winning hands over there.
What's the betting part?
Oh, didn't you have chips?
So there's, I 3D printed a whole bunch of chips here.
Chips here.
Is that just like a...
So it's that's like a, like poker. Like after each round, like you can bet, raise, and whatever you want
to
do there.
All right, okay. So we have to distribute the money now. I don't know what any of it means, though.
So there are three different sizes. So it's like...
So I'm going to take all the bigger ones.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, so the bigger ones, you win there. And then Nick has all the...
So there's gold, big gold pieces. There's medium gold pieces.
Well, but the medium gold
pieces... just look like Andy's
mint. Try them. See if they're tasty.
I think that's what it is.
It's spray paint in plastic. I'm sure it'll be just as delicious.
So I'm going to give a couple of these to each of you. Here's two of these for you.
All right. Thank you.
Here's two of these for you.
Here's two of these for you.
Kit Kats. And I'll take two of them for me. And then, oh, I dropped some of my chippies.
Oh dear.
We'll dole out some silver pieces. Rob's breaking out another drink. I've had about two glasses of whiskey, which is a nice thing. All right. I'll take two of these. You'll take two of these. You'll take two of these.
A Dinglehopper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. All
right, now.
Where'd it go?
All right, folks. So for those of you who are not watching us on YouTube, right, if you're following us along with us on, like, Spotify or Stitcher or any of those other apps, you should check us out on YouTube because this is a little more visual than, like, you know, most things. But don't worry. We're not going to leave you out. Bill is already planning a diatribe just to describe every movement I'm making right now.
So while Nick does that, I have some questions for you.
Relating to
books that I've been reading recently. So I've been reading a lot of the Star Wars books that all take place during the Skywalker years. And every book that I've read relating to Skywalker years keeps throwing in references to Alderaan.
Sure.
And I feel like it's now like a running joke between authors that it's like you got to throw in a good reference to, hey, like Billy tells me Alderaan is a great place to go vacation. We should go there next week.
And then it explodes, right?
And then you die. So it's like, so in this last one, in Lost Stars, a lot of the recruits got recruited before the Death Star, and then a lot of the recruits were from Alderaan, and one of the main characters was from Alderaan, and he was on the Death Star when they blew up Alderaan. And then because he was an Imperial officer, he had to just be like, that's cool, whatever, thanks.
Well, Alderaan had it coming.
What is this one?
Yes, they did, because they...
it's for you.
The little ones are gold on one side and silver on the other side.
What's
sometimes
this one, then?
It's the same piece. It just never got sprayed.
Nothing wrong.
All right. So now everyone has money. Everyone has intergalactic credits. Avengers Hockey asks, "Who is going to put their ship against someone else's?" And I'm going to tell you, Tom, I'm not putting Red 5 up. It's just not happening. So maybe Xena. Maybe we bet Xena tonight.
Yeah, we can bet my little baby hatchback.
That's right. All right. So we have our cards. We have our money.
Bet the unicycle.
You haven't ridden your unicycle in a minute.
That's because I got COVID.
That's true.
And then I got cold.
You know how to ride a unicycycle?
I got her one for her birthday.
You're learning?
Yes. Andy Bone, one of our...
Yeah, he's in here right now, actually. Hey, Andy.
He helped Nick find one and, you know, he's giving me tips and stuff online. And I found a subreddit that gave me some tips.
Of course, because there's a subreddit for everything.
And then, honest to God, I think, like, unicycle.com or something like that is helpful, too. It's bizarre. But,
well, yoyo.com, I feel like, was really helpful for me when I was yo-yoing and stuff. And there's some interesting...
Juggling Reddit. It's pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the yo-yo subreddit, for sure. Anyway, let's play some Sabacc. Not Pazak, but some
Sabacc,
folks.
All right.
So here's what we got to do, right? So, Cameron was a dealer, right? So... It's to the left of the dealer.
So where,
first,
were you,
right?
Where did you start from?
Buy-in right now or something?
With like, I would imagine. So, yeah. So we got to buy in with, let's say, one of these little silver chips. That's the buy-in.
Put one of these little ones in there. Boom. All right. Everybody has a little chip
yeah, see,
in
I'm
there.
Not, I don't gamble very often, so I don't know that.
This one?
One of the little silver chips.
Little
that's the buy-in, right? There we go. So.
You're in charge of the day.
All right. So now, I guess I'll go first. So I will take a card.
Yes. We need a discard pile, don't we? But if there's no discard pile, what do we take for him?
I'll put that down as a discard pile. The discard right now, Bill, is a two. I know it's hard for you to see. The discard pile.
Bill is, Bill
right
is just
now.
Making sure that our audience understands where he's at in this current game situation. All
right, so I just took a card. I just did what they call.
I would show the audience, but I don't know what I'd be showing you. So.
I just your did shinies. Gain.
All right, so is it my turn now?
It is your turn, Nick.
So I think I'm going to swap. What's it called to swap?
Wait, you had a turn? What happened?
I did. I took a card. I gained. I took one card, so I have three. Nick is going to swap, so he's going to take the top card from the discard pile
and
put his down, one of his cards down, face up on the discard pile.
Lobster claw.
Lobster claw.
Which one is that one?
Lobster claw
plus nine,
is plus
woof.
Nine.
That's a
yeah.
Woof. That's a
woof. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so now it's Bill's turn.
Yeah, I'll take the top if you don't mind passing that.
Bill
pass
is also
down.
Gaining. There you go.
I didn't look.
And now it's Pagan's turn.
Now it's Pagan's turn.
Whoa, you don't have to discard it
no,
all?
No,
he
just
gained.
Oh, this is weird. Space poker.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Come on, Pagan.
Okay.
So you can either gain, which means you take from here.
You take from the you take
you can
an unknown
swap,
card.
Which means you take one of your cards and swap it for it.
Yes.
Or you can.
Or you can You can stand, do nothing, or you can junk and say, I got no shot of winning and just throw everything in and say, I'm out.
I kind of want to do that.
You want to junk?
No, I'm going to gain.
Gain.
Okay. So Pagan gains.
Uh-oh, here we go.
All right, now the dealer.
So now that we made it all around, we probably have to do another betting round, right?
Yeah, let's bet one more round. So I guess since I'm the one closest, I will go to the dealer. Since I'm the first one to the left, I'll bet first. I'll bet another one of these little ones here. So I'm going to put an Andy's Mint in there. So
I'm going to call.
I'll call.
Call.
I guess we should go in order, but whatever.
That's fine. Yeah. If we're all going to call, it's fine. I'm it's our first round. Thank you for not raising the stakes right away.
I know,
away,
right?
Let's get comfortable first, right?
No, raising it to two of the big ones here.
Put a golden one in here.
It's bronze. Yeah.
Okay, so now Cameron, as the dealer, has to roll the dice to see if she gets doubles or not doubles.
With this hand.
So I don't understand how this works. Yes. But
well, this is the first round. Yep, so go ahead and roll some doubles. She rolls.
What do we got?
This shape, whatever this thing is, a like triangle type thing.
We should probably know what that means, right?
Type
so it's
thing
like
here.
Almost poker blackjack, but you never know if it's over until those dice are rolled. Like
is
you
that,
might have
right.
another chance.
But there's
to
three rounds, yes.
So what does the dice signify? How do,
so if it was doubles, we would have to throw in all our cards and
we'd be and
done. We get all new cards.
Oh.
All the way until three rounds.
So that would literally shuffle up.
It would shuffle up and deal. It would reshuffle everything.
So like,
the pot would stay,
pot
right?
Kind of
interesting.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, when it doesn't match, you just keep playing.
So now it's just... Round number
yep,
two.
Now it's round
so
number two.
Interesting. Just
so we could put in all this money in bet, and then all of a sudden our hands are gone.
So once we get to three rounds, then we figure out who the winner is.
Correct.
So still, you could have up to five cards, and then it's
yes,
up.
Right, exactly.
All right, so let's get into round two. All right,
so round two, I am going to stand. I am not going to do anything.
Give me your fake money.
I am happy with my cards.
Well, I am going to game.
Okay. So
game,
Nick is taking one.
What's on,
not
what's on the top of the discard right now?
It is a nine.
A
plus
lobster,
nine.
A plus nine. A
lobster
green
claw.
Lobster claw.
Take a green lobster.
Which is
you
the
take
official
that green
number.
Lobster
green
claw,
lobster.
Right?
Ooh, take it, take
and you
got
to discard
one.
I
do have to discard
yes,
one?
Yes, when you take one from that pile, you have to. That's a swap.
So can you discard without picking one up?
So
no.
Okay,
nine.
So that's good to know.
No, you can just gain or
you're
swap.
Counting out loud, Bill.
That's it. Luckily, we're playing for fake... We're playing a fake Star Wars poker game for fake money.
So what does the winner win
well,
tonight?
Well, then.
The winner gets a ride home with Pagan.
I mean, that's...
Woo!
What if you win, Rob?
If I win. Pagan's just going to drive around the block.
Yep. All right, so...
Now it's your turn. You can take one from the unknown
that's
deck.
That's plus...
That's
six.
Gain.
Six.
Okay. Oh, yes.
That's a sixer.
Okay.
We got a sixer here. Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Was that Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy, that's but right. It was a niner.
It's a niner.
That's a niner.
Got a six-pack.
Okay, so what's Pagan gained.
Something on the jukebox.
Oh, no.
What is it?
That's going to annoy me, man.
For the people? No.
What are you referencing?
Ever so positive, Cameron. Thank you.
When he's
you.
Talking to Dwight, when Will Ferrell is
what
trying to be
buddy-buddy
with Dwight. Got a six-pack. I got something for the people on the jukebox.
Oh, man, that's going to annoy me so much.
This isn't an office.
We're normally encyclopedic about The Office.
Yes,
we're really going to have to figure
home,
that out.
Like, screaming it.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Now,
all right,
that's
so Pagan,
round two. Pagan gained.
Gained. Okay.
All right. So, Cameron, go ahead and roll the dice out there in the middle, please.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Oh, that's a double.
Matching. It's a double. They're matching.
Yay!
Oh, no.
So, wait. Do we literally? Do we just take two,
so we just
two, cards?
Two new cards?
So,
new cards?
Hold on. So when they match, after each player is taking their the Sabacc dice, if the dealer rolls doubles, all player cards are placed in the discard pile. So we have to place all our cards in the discard pile. After round two,
oh,
you got
them.
All right.
I had a negative one, by the way.
Wow, you were close. I was,
so
I was nowhere close.
I had 14. Seven.
Wow. Yeah, I had something like nine or 11.
I had a zero card, too.
All right.
I just had to get rid of that
so
seven.
So now do
okay.
we do
so
we
now
redeal
Cameron
now?
Gives us two cards again. So one for each person all the way around. And now this is the third and final round. So now with the third and final round, now we're really struggling. Now I actually have to add stuff in my head.
Yeah,
here.
I really kind of forget.
Oh, I thought it meant we would like do another three. So, but
no, yeah.
That's like now we only have one more round to find where we need to be. Right. That's kind of tricky.
Yes, it is. So I am going to. Oh, and then put is that the discard card there? That red one, that red queen. So it's a negative 10 is in the discard pile. So I'm gonna take. I'm gonna gain. And take one from the from that pile there. Yeah,
the other pile.
Can I
see the
cheat sheet?
No, the other one.
Different
pile.
Yeah.
Can I see the small one? It's hard for me to make out.
There's a small one. Okay. All right, Nick, your turn.
I'm going to gain as well.
Nick is gaining as well.
I don't remember what this is.
In well?
In well. This game is in well. I don't want to play it.
Bill.
Okay. Bill's trying to look at what cards he has now.
What's on the top of the discard?
It is a
negative 10.
Negative 10. It's a negative queen.
So what is this?
What is
this?
Oh,
here we go.
Is that the 7 or the 8?
I think it's the 8 or a 10.
Which one?
So
don't say it out
loud.
Which one? This one?
This one, yeah. Where's this sucker?
Can I see it? I'm not going
to. No.
No, it's a 10.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's a 10.
The lobster claw is the 10, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a 9. Yeah.
The queen is the 9? The lobster claw.
The queen is a 9?
That was a 10. Give me that.
This is the queen.
Give me that. No, that's a 9.
The queen is a 9, folks. The lobster claw is
10. We had
it
wrong the whole time.
Now we know.
The queen is a 9, the lobster claw is a 10.
We learned something today.
Yay.
Even with my glasses on, I still
yep, lobster claw is a 10, queen's 9, the rebel symbol's an 8, and the little jupey jupes a 7.
Jupey jupe.
All right.
Okay, so Bill went, right?
Yes.
Okay,
so
it's Pagan's turn.
Pagan's turn. Pagan is gaining. She took a third card. All right, so now we would rebet. I am going to check if we're going to do blackjack terms or poker terms. I am checking. So, Nick, it's up to you if you want to check or bet.
Check. I'm going to check on this one.
Bill,
one Kit Kat bar.
Bill's
raising
one Kit Kat bar.
Which
the
I'm assuming
Kit Kat bar is the biggest one.
Seems probably
one,
bigger,
two,
right?
Three.
Yeah, so this is like three the times. Three yeah, the little
Pagan,
one.
Pagan, do you call your Kit Kat bar?
Do you want to put, I raised a Kit Kat.
He raised a Kit Kat
Hold
bar.
Hold on!
One of these. He raised to one of these. That's a lot of money. This is like.
I'm out.
This Pagan's is like folded. Two X-Wing fighters right
Pagan.
Here. Yes.
Pagan
folded.
Pagan folded, which is called what? Junked.
Junked.
I junked.
I'm junking as well. With
I'm staying in.
Oh,
you know
Nick
what I
is,
call your Kit Kat
Nick
bar.
Is calling the Kit Kat bar. He's not giving it to Bill. So now that's it. Now Cameron rolls a dice one last time.
Really?
And
oh,
if it, yep, and if it's doubles,
we switch again.
Oh, nobody wins, and we just that pot stays, and we start a whole new hand.
Oh wow,
oh, that's interesting.
And it is not doubles.
Okay.
So now we flip it up.
So Nick would go. I mean, it doesn't matter because you're not rebetting. So go ahead, right. Nick. Go ahead. Throw.
I don't know how much that is.
I have a positive one.
That's probably closer to zero than mine, if we're being honest.
I believe it is. I think you're negative eight.
Yes. So you have negative.
That's not even close.
Negative nine.
So Bill takes the pot.
Bill takes the pot. Bill wins round one. Bill wins the first game of Sabak.
All right, let's shuffle up.
Shuffle up deal. All right, so while we shuffle up, I have other questions for you about books and stuff like this.
Here we go.
So so we talked about Alderaan and how every book that I've read so far has had something about Alderaan in it during
that
time.
Sure, sure.
I also, so in this one, what I found very interesting was the regular people.
Double the ante.
Oh
my goodness.
Round two, we're doubling the ante. The regular people actually believed that the Empire was going to do them good, was going to do well for them, was like they're taking over.
He had a good PR team.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
I'm going to just put this down because that's going to equal two.
So that's a double
ones.
Right, that's there. The mini Kit Kat bar is the double Little Mr. Good bar.
So
that works.
So in it, like all the regular people were very excited when the Empire took over their planet and stuff like that. And
like, blowing us up is on the table?
I did not read the fine print.
For that.
So, it was in that Apple agreement.
The terms and conditions.
The terms and conditions that I missed. George Lucas originally wrote it where the Empire was like the Nazi Germany, right? Am I correct in assuming that was the original plan, right?
Sure.
So they're talking about, you know, blowing up the Death Star and how could they, or not blowing up Alderaan. They've just nuked a whole planet. And then the people in the Empire were very upset because then the rebels came back and blew up Death Star and killed 2 million of their friends.
Sure, sure.
So it's like it just made me think of like how it replicates real history when we went and we nuked Hiroshima and whatever, and it was like, well, we felt that we needed to do that to end the war. The Empire felt that they needed to blow up Alderaan to prevent the war.
Did nothing wrong.
Empire did nothing wrong. So it's like
exactly.
So how many books do they reference where the Empire? Look, here comes Darth Vader. He's
there.
Like,
he is. Bum,
I did nothing wrong.
Bum, ba-da, bum, ba-da. Listen, we're an hour and 10 minutes into the stream. We probably got another 10-15 minutes left in it. You're there the entire time.
You got to do it.
That's it. You got to commit.
Like here?
It's there.
Or like all the way up.
I mean, whatever you want. It's either there or all the way up, but not down.
The tweet today, our Instagram post today, was about Mark Hamill.
He's not
going
to make it.
No.
He's not going to make
it.
Worse
than a mask.
our Instagram post today was about Mark Hamill in the scene when he was...
outfit.
Shoving his face through Darth Vader's helmet. They made a rubber face for him first, but they said it didn't look real enough. So then they built the set so that he could stick his head up and out through.
I remember there's like a behind the scenes photo of him like laying
on the ground and in this whatever. So if you like just unzip it a little bit, you can be our Mark Hamill inside the Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah, Bill, you don't have to stay that way. It's all right, buddy.
Now he's stuck. He can't get out.
Oh no.
Oh God, that was.
Oh wait.
It's like Dwight with a pumpkin.
This is actually Gretchen's. This is Mary's sister.
Is it really? That's great.
It was like 1 year her family all did Star Wars stuff, and she's like, I just got a switch.
That works. You know, listen, any effort is good effort in my book. So let's go. So
all right.
So do we switch to the first person now?
Sure. So you can go first now.
All right. So I'm first now. We need a discard pile, right? So
there
that's
is
a discard
one.
Pile. It's negative four.
Okay. Yes.
Good note.
I'm gonna stand.
Stand. Ooh. Nick is standing in round one with his two cards, so he feels that he has something close to.
Pretty damn confident,
I'll take or whatever.
Or, throw, okay. Or
game.
That's the
game.
Swole.
Bill gonna get swole here.
You're gaining. All right. Pagan, your turn.
I will also stand.
Whoa.
Okay. House DeSalvio.
DeSalvio versus DeSalvio standing. Right. I am also going to gain.
All right.
Yes. I have to gain because...
So is there a discarded card right now?
There is.
It starts with
it's a still negative four. Negative four is a discarded card, yes. All right. So now, end of round one, Dr. DeSalvio, the first person to stand, you can go ahead and make your first bet. Are you Dr. DeSalvio also?
I am.
Look at that. Double doctors.
We got double doctors in the house. Kit Kat bar.
Oh,
I'm going to raise a Kit Kat bar.
I mean, yeah, all right.
I mean, at this point, might as well, right?
Bill already won.
Second round?
Yeah.
We got some money. I feel okay about it. Everyone's calling by the looks of it. Rob, you calling?
I really shouldn't, but I'm going to.
Do it.
Or is he bluffing?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'll tell you that right now.
Space bluff.
Space bluff.
That's right.
All right, go ahead. Make your first again.
Cam. No, Cam's got a
space. Oh, you got to roll those dice. Roll those dice. No doubles.
Really, please don't.
No doubles. No, it is not a double. We are good to go. Dr. Nick.
I stand.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody. Literally, that's about 90% why I became a doctor. Oh, you're gaining again.
I would, you know, if my name was Nick, that would be my only goal to become a doctor, which I could say.
Uh-oh.
All right. Are you also standing
again? I
will
also stand.
All right. I am a gaining. All right.
Is it another betting round here?
It is another betting round.
I'm going to go ahead and give just a little Mr. Goodbar. Just a little Mr. Goodbar.
Is that the smallest one or
the
middle one?
That's the little baby one.
The little baby one?
I'm out.
You're out?
Bill is throwing out his junk.
He's junking it.
He's junking it. Since it's a little baby one, I'm still in.
All right. Bill really was not confident in that
round. Sorry about that, Bill.
Picking.
I threw it too far across the table there. All right, Cameron's got to throw down the dice to see if we get some
negative
twos.
25. You're like, I can't make up for that.
Doubles, any doubles?
There's no positive 25 card.
It's not a match.
All right,
not
man.
Not a match.
This is the last round now.
Last round. Yep, go ahead. Dr. Nick holding, standing again.
I'm holding firm.
Dr. Pagan also standing
also
again.
Standing.
Well, I have to one more time just to see what happens. All right, now the third and final round. Dr. Nick, you're starting. Go ahead and you throw out the first challenge there.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat bar.
Kit Kat it is.
That is a bigger pop than last.
So
it sure is.
I was much closer before the third card. I am junking these cards.
Oh, you're junking.
And I had one of those.
You had a zero.
I had a zero.
Oh, that's a
yep. I had a zero, but I couldn't do it. All right, so now double roll again. Let's see if we get double
here
dice.
Go.
We got a... Nope, we do not have doubles.
All right, so now we got a show, right?
It is DeSalvio versus DeSalvio.
It's the moment of truth, bub.
On three. Ready?
One, two, three.
A
two.
Positive two and a zero.
Oh,
zero.
No, it's a negative one.
Yeah,
but.
negative one.
So
one.
Wins.
You have a positive two. She has a negative one.
So she's closer to
she's
zero,
closer,
right?
Yep.
Wow.
Closer wins, yes.
Look at you.
Girl power.
Look at
those
Kit Kats. Listen, either way,
Kit
those Kit Kats are coming to house to sell.
Money.
That's it.
I'm
like,
so rich.
At first, I thought it was going to be a little too, I don't know, made up rulesies, but it's actually a legit
no, that's,
game.
Yeah, no,
no
it's
actually
like,
good.
This is like,
it's a very legit
I actually
game,
enjoyed
yeah.
it. Because when you were reading it, I'm like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a card game with different cards. You know?
And it's not like there's a lot of winning hands. It's just there's a few ways of having a decent
a
hand.
Better
that
hand
really
than someone else with the Let same
all
right so I gotta tell you I'm feeling a little skimp here I don't have a whole
both. What happened to the cards? You gotta shuffle them up there.
Yeah, I think cash leader right now is definitely
Pagan. Yeah, definitely Pagan is
yeah I really
right
upped the ante there my bad
Kit yeah Kat you leader. Started out strong and
I really
then,
thought two was a strong hand apparently
no well when
I
there's
think it is actually
It is, and it's funny when there's 32 zero hands, so there's all these ways to get to zero.
Did this belong to something?
We're probably okay. Watch, we have no
but,
sound
I mean,
again.
32 out of a lot of possible hands.
Yeah, yep. I mean, you think about a deck of cards, they say there's more possible you know, combinations of that
oh,
than like
you
stars.
Hear me babble.
I do.
Get me.
I do. Listen,
started on
when,
a large 52 factorial.
When Bill gets started on factorial anything, we can sit here for a good 2 hours and he can just keep talking. There are as many conversation topics as there are 52 factorial.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Probably not. It's a really big number. All right, Cameron. What do you got for me? Oh, man. Here we go. No, I feel great.
All right, so Bill's going to go first this time. Bill gets to make
the
first decision.
The top card?
We need a top card.
Top card is...
That's a negative four.
Negative four.
I'll get swole.
Oh, swole. You can get swole here.
I'm going to take one.
It's not my smackdown.
It's not your smackdown? All right, Bubba.
Go ahead.
Oh, we all have to buy in. So let's
oh, that's right.
Let's
we got to buy in.
Put one in.
Let's put a little...
Kit Kat.
Oh, I don't have any
Kit Kats.
I'll put in a Kit Kat and a Mr. Goodbar because that's
there
all
you
I got.
You got three oh, there. Boy, as long as we got three, I don't have much left to bet with. But
So I can't just pick from the discard. I have to swap.
No, you can. Well, you can't pick. Yes, if you take from the discard, you have to return.
So,
to the discard.
If you're swapping, you take from the discard. If you're gaining, you take from the other pile. You take from this card if you're gaining. You take from that card if you're going to discard.
Can you just straight discard?
You can't.
You can't just straight discard.
You have to either stand, or like swap.
Yes. All right. So I am. Go this way. I'm
going to
gain.
Rob's gaining.
I am gaining.
He likes that. So I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to gain.
Gain.
Oh, yeah.
Nick was happy with his gain, or at least his poker face said so.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
All right. Now we bet first. Bet first.
That's right. It's a bet round.
Bill starts the betting.
You know, the kid.
Kit Kat, is that the big one or the
that's
little
the
one?
Big one.
Oh, I don't have a big
that's
one.
That's three left. Little ones.
Yes, that's what she said.
Hey!
There we go. There's all one right, I'll big call. And little. Okay.
Well, I'm almost out of this. I hope I win. Interesting.
Luckily, this is, I think, going to be our last hand.
Yeah, it's looking like it. For me, for certain.
All right, Bill, you are first. Gain stands.
What's
oh, we got to oh,
we gotta roll our die,
roll
right?
A die. Yep, roll
oh,
the
I
die.
Really hope, I really hope we get some doubles here.
It is doubles.
Oh, boy. Everyone get rid. Here we go.
Doubles, everybody.
Oh, nice.
Are we out? I actually had a pretty good hand, if I'm being honest.
I did not. Oh, you're giving me at 14?
14. Hey, what if you got a negative 14?
Yeah, you could get a negative 14 card.
You're right. The limit does not exist.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go. Yep, go ahead. Just throw them down there. There's too much stuff on the table to actually deal like a real dealer, unfortunately.
Thank you.
With all this stuff with cameras and everything like that.
We'll
all
make
right.
it work.
We'll make it work.
We are rounding the bases here. We're nearing the end of our Bantha Milk plays, our second Bantha Milk plays. It's been a delight to have Peg and Bill here, and as well as Cam, right, our resident
dealer
and chocolatier.
Chocolatier,
that's right. So as we head into our final hand of Sabak here, just be aware that we have some Bantha Milk plays coming up. We've got some Bantha Milk reads coming up, right? So be
ready
for that.
Yep.
All right, so we all have our hands.
We all have
this
our
is
hands.
Our this is the final hand, right?
This
we
no.
have to bet.
We well, this is the second one, and then we have one
was
more
the third
round.
One.
No, we only had one round so far, didn't we? Or do we have two rounds?
This is
this might be the second round. Okay, that's right, because we had our initial betting round, and then our second betting round. This is our final round, isn't it?
No, we didn't draw cards.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
I believe you.
No, I think we draw two more times.
Yes.
I believe you.
Yes.
I really do.
I stay.
Okay.
All right, you standing. Wait, we need this. Oh, we have a discard. Okay.
Okay.
Pagan feels good about that.
Okay. Not going to do that. I'm going to stand for right now as well. So I'm going to show the camera, which then shows Bill and Nick all at the same time.
I'm going to stand as well. Bill's like, I'm checking out the live stream.
Yes.
All right. So now we have, so we've all stood.
Yep. So now we bet. Now Bill leads the betting.
Oh boy, everyone's just gonna go all in.
Yeah.
Because it's the last.
Point.
I mean, at this point, y'all, there's a big old pot of gold right in the middle of here.
Luckily for me, I only have four little ones left.
I had one little one left.
So if this was real, like we would have to separate this into like four different
piles. That's right. At this point, I'd be betting red five.
Yeah.
To stay in the game.
All right, roll those dice.
Cam's rolling.
It's going to be doubles again.
Reroll that one. Okay. The one landed on its side. Okay, there we go. They are not doubles.
No doubles.
They are
all
not
right.
doubles. Okay, Bill, you're starting first. Standing. Standing.
Okay.
You guys hear the sound of my beard on the microphone?
I didn't realize you guys had matching Millennium Falcon tattoos.
We sure do.
Yeah, I know you had one the whole time, but I didn't realize that Pagan had one as well.
We actually got them days apart from each other.
Nice.
Same guy, Doc Doherty in where is he now? Tuckerton? Tuckerton, New Jersey. Go check him out. He's amazing. Anyway, Pagan Marie, you got to make some moves.
Math is hard.
You're right.
I think I'm going to get a an X-wing on this cheek.
Do it like a tear. Do it like a tear.
Yeah, and well, and then I was gonna have the other.
That's right.
Have
like
have,
Killmonger from from Black Panther.
Have what's the Imperial TIE fighter on this side?
Ooh, that'd be nice. Too.
And then like you know, just a couple little like dots above my nose, so you just know that it's just like
shooting. They're shooting at each other. Yeah. Red going this way.
Red,
going
yeah,
that
red
way.
And green
yeah, like
going
it.
Back and forth. They'd be pretty cool. What did you decide to do?
She's standing.
Standing.
All
right. Well, I'm sitting, but I'm standing. My camera.
Since it's all for pretend.
He's like, let's just go for it.
I think I have a good hand, but
maybe next time we should make this.
I now have
real.
A better hand.
Oh boy!
Oh yeah!
Well, if you're gonna go for that, I'm gonna go big too.
That's
let's
right.
Draw.
Go all big right. or
I'm
go home.
I'm gonna gain. Oh my God! I'm screwed. All right, here, let's go. That's it. You got to roll,
oh.
right?
Oh yeah, roll. Let's hope we don't roll. Get doubles.
Because we're all out of money.
Yeah.
We have no doubles.
All right, so we just got to
show
at
first.
This point. What do you got, Bill?
A one.
Oh, he has a one.
I have a two.
All right, Bill's got it.
I started with a two, and then I got a one. So I negative two.
I think I have a positive.
You have a positive one to my negative one. I'm going to say
wait,
positive
but it should
beats
say
negative.
Which one beats,
yes.
right?
So but that's all for like the zeros. He has a positive
this
one.
You have the queen and the imperial sign.
Yeah, but all of those are all for the zero winning hands.
Yeah, that's how you figure out which
one. Oh, I see.
Yes.
I still think it's.
So you're saying positive beats negative?
I'm going to say positive beats
negative. So that's
negative.
You?
Yeah. Right now he's a positive
so
one.
So now it's all down to me, right?
Yeah, and Nick's pulling out his. He's got his zero card in his hand. Here.
That's right. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
We're ready.
Negative seven.
Oh
man.
So the positive one beats the negative.
Bill just cleared house.
All of
Bill just won my motorcycle.
Bill gets all the fake Star Wars credits.
Nick, that's negative eight.
Whatever.
Negative eight.
All right.
And she was saying math is hard for her.
That's right.
But I had a zero card, so that should mean something, but it doesn't.
I had a zero card that I had to discard. That was a real bummer.
Is a bummer.
Anyway, so that was Band the Milk Place.
That was
Sabacc.
Sabacc
like
is fun. Sabacc is
we
fun.
We should honestly have, like, Sabacc nights. Like, that would be pretty rad to, like...
You could add this to a game night rotation.
Absolutely,
yes,
for sure.
100%.
A little
yeah, yep. like you're into these, like, really intricate sort of, like, role-playing games or, like, games that take a lot of rules. This is a little... simple, a little more kind of standard.
Yeah.
So I dig it. Avengers Hockey says we need to get really fancy, like the poker games on TV that show your hands in the corner of your screen.
Yeah. Well, Nick wanted to do that. We didn't have enough cameras set up.
So what Tom is saying is that he's going to go on Ears Up's Patreon and donate $300 with a note that says this is for Sabacc
yes.
nights.
Right? Nick wants this type of a setup here.
She's got right here.
Tom wants this type of a setup here with the holding my cards up for the dealer.
That
would be
right.
pretty amazing. Yes, it would.
So this is, I mean, it's been an hour and 50 minute session.
It sure has. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully it was as much fun
maybe,
for the people at
oh,
home.
Oh, you know what? It might be more than an hour and then it restarted. Either way, it's been a great time. It's been great having Pagan on the show again and Bill
yep,
on
and
the show
Bill,
again.
Yep.
Right? Bill's and been on the show virtually. This is his first time in person on the show.
I'm the server master.
That's right. Bill is our
Bill
server
hooked
master.
Bill us up. Set this up really cool
yeah,
for
so
us.
Our new OBS software. Pagan has dropped her camera, so she's dead now.
Pagan is dead to us.
But it's been a great time. It's been a great game night. Thank you to Pagan and Bill
sure
and to
has.
Cameron for hanging.
And you can get the Sabacc set on our Amazon page.
We don't have an Amazon page.
In Disney World or Disneyland, it's $16.99 in Disney World or Disneyland for the whole Sabacc set. It comes with the little rules
use
and
code
all that good
Bantham-
stuff. Oh, yes, use code BANTHAMILK for 10% off.
Use code BANTHAMILK and it will say invalid code.
Invalid code.
It will lock your device.
And then yell and scream at them a lot and they'll still say, sorry, Charlie, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Either way, it's been a great time here. BANTHAMILK headquarters in sunny New Jersey.
That's right. You know who doesn't play Sabacc?
Tell me.
The Taco Supreme.
Yeah. Nope. What's that all about?
They should really play on there. Instead, they watch old movies instead. Boring.
Either way. It's been a great time. Thanks for joining us here at Band the Milk headquarters. From all of us at Band the Milk podcast, please make sure you check out our social medias. Check out Bill's really great beard right there.
Look at that.
And make sure that you're tuning in because we're going to have a whole lot more Book of Boba Fett, Mandalorian, Ahsoka, all the stuff coming at you live. We are here once again, and we... have spoken.
We have spoken.